Swift launches instant cross-border payments. With 50-plus banks, Swift, the messaging cooperative that routes most of the world's interbank transfers, said it is launching a new cross-border payments framework with more than 50 banks, including JP Morgan, HSBC, Citi, and BNP Paribas. The announcement, reported by CoinDesk on June 2, 2026, promises instant settlement, fixed fees, and end-to-end traceability across major remittance corridors, with a rollout target of end of June. For a network that has spent 5 decades sending payment instructions rather than moving the money itself, that is a meaningful shift. The pitch reads almost word for word like the one stablecoin issuers and crypto payment networks have used to argue that the old system is too slow and too opaque. The legacy rail moves onto its competitor's ground. Swift connects more than 11,000 institutions. But it has long carried a reputation problem. A cross-border transfer can take days, pass through several correspondent banks, and arrive with fees the sender never saw quoted up front. Each of those frictions has been a recruiting line for crypto-based alternatives. 3 claims in the announcement go straight at that critique. Instant settlement removes the multi-day correspondent chain. Fixed fees remove the guesswork that makes a $200 remittance cost an unpredictable cut. End-to-end traceability answers the "where's my money right now" question that has dogged the network for years. The story matters less for what Swift is building than for who is building it. When the incumbent that banks already trust adopts the speed and transparency argument, the differentiation that newer rails relied on narrows. Pressure on the stablecoin payments thesis. Much of the case for stable value spending and on-chain remittances has rested on the gap between what banks deliver and what users want, near-instant, cheap, transparent transfers across borders. A working Swift product that closes part of that gap at the bank layer changes the comparison. It also lands in the middle of an active debate. Bank of England official Megan Green argued in late May that stablecoin demand would fade as tokenized bank deposits matured, a position SpendNode covered when she made the tokenized deposits win argument. A faster Swift is the institutional version of that same bet. Keep the value inside the regulated banking system and make the rails good enough that users stop reaching outside it. The counterargument has not gone away. Stablecoins still settle on public chains around the clock, do not require a bank account, and reach people in corridors where the named institutions here have thin coverage. A Swift framework limited to major remittance corridors and 50-plus large banks does not on its own serve someone in a country with weak banking infrastructure who today receives value through a wallet. The detail that is missing. The announcement, as reported, is light on the parts that decide whether this is a genuine settlement upgrade or a faster messaging layer with better tracking. Settlement still has to happen somewhere. The release does not spell out whether banks settle against central bank money, commercial bank money, a tokenized deposit, or a shared ledger, and that choice determines how instant the system really is once a payment crosses a currency. Fixed fees are easier to promise than to hold. Foreign exchange is where cross-border costs usually hide, and a fixed transfer fee says nothing about the spread applied when one currency converts to another. Anyone who has compared a card's headline rate to its real foreign exchange cost knows the gap between an advertised fee and the all-in cost. The same caution applies here until the FX terms are published. For now, the primary source is Swift's own framing relayed through one outlet. The end of June target is close enough that the claims will be testable soon, against live transfers rather than a press release. Crypto's remaining edge is reach, not speed. The immediate effect is competitive, not technical. Crypto payment networks and card issuers that pitch cross-border speed now share that pitch with the banking system's default plumbing. The providers with a durable edge are the ones offering something Swift structurally cannot: self-custody, permissionless access, and reach into corridors and countries the named banks underserve. Remittance-heavy markets are where this plays out first. A faster bank rail in well-banked corridors does little for a recipient in the Philippines or Nigeria who relies on a wallet precisely because the formal banking option is slow, costly, or absent. That is the territory stablecoin rails were built for, and it is the part of the market a 50-bank consortium is least likely to reach by the end of June. The honest read is that the two systems are converging on the same goal from opposite directions. SWIFT is making banks faster. Crypto rails are making fast settlement bankless. The winners in each corridor will be decided by cost, reach, and trust, not by which technology got there first.